coming Friday at 4:30. We have our mission trip sending. Many of our youth are going off on their mission trip this week, and we invite all of you to come and join us and show your support for these young people as they go off. That's Friday at 4:30. Sarah will mention it, I'm sure. Yep. Our school supply drive has begun. There's a box directly under the TV monitor in the narthex, and you're invited to put school supplies there. Sarah. I'm just thinking, you know, that that would be a great response to a sermon. Yeah? Well, he said. So anyway, with the violence this week that has happened in our society in St. Paul, Baton Rouge, and Dallas, we're going to use the special insert you may have found in your bulletin in place of our confession. So right after the prelude, we will move to that special insert, which will move then to our gathering hymn. Let's prepare for worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. With Job of old, we cry out. Our desires and efforts achieve us little. Let us pray. O God, we pray now for all the victims of violence and their families this past week, and for our broken society, where hearts are fearful and constricted, grant courage and hope. Where anxiety is infectious and widening, grant peace and reassurance. Where impossibilities close every door and window, grant imagination and resistance. Where distrust twists our thinking, grant healing and illumination. Where spirits are daunted and weakened, grant soaring wings and strengthened dreams. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Hear these words, receive their power. The majesty of God the Father undergirds all that is. The mercy of God the Son accepts our despair. The comfort of God the Spirit embraces us in communities of care.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Mercy delights us, and the world longs for your loving care. Hear the cries of everyone in need, and turn our hearts to love our neighbors with the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Okay, I'll invite the children to come forward, please. Paul. An important question for you. Where is Jesus?
Up in heaven. Is that all? Around all of us? In our hearts? Well, wait a minute, we've got three answers so far. Which one's right? Everywhere. Jesus everywhere?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you got that one right. I'm impressed with you. You got that question right. If you listen in just a few minutes, you're going to
hear our first lesson is from Deuteronomy. That's a big book, isn't it? Deuteronomy, that's the name of the book. And what it says
is that the Word of God isn't far away. You don't have to go to
Tahiti to get it. You don't have to go
Antarctica to get it. You don't have to climb Mount Everest to get it. It's around you everywhere. Right, everywhere is where Jesus is. Somebody said he's right in your heart. Yes, Jesus is right with us. The Word of God is with us always. So that's what we want you to remember today. Is that the Word of God is not something far away, not something you really have to fight to get. Jesus, God's Word for us, is right here with us all the time. Right in our hearts, right around us, in people next to us, all around us, everywhere. So, that's what I want you to remember today. Can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us always, for teaching us your way, and for loving us. Help us always to follow you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Deuteronomy. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soil. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors, when you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us, so that we may hear it and observe it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it? No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3, do you think, was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Thank you. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was the older of the two brothers who set off the bombs at the Boston Marathon, the one who died in the process of the chase to capture them. Since the tragedy, no cemetery had been willing to allow Tamerlan's body to be buried due to widespread protests. No one wanted his body buried in their town. Martha Mullen felt a conviction to respond. As reported on National Public Radio, Martha began researching and contacting Islamic funeral services, eventually locating a Muslim cemetery in Doswell, Virginia, that would accept Tamerlan's body. NPR reporter Audie Cornish asked Martha, a total stranger to the Tsarnaev family, why she chose to get involved at all, especially given the risk that she might herself be targeted by angry protesters. Martha answered, "It made me think of Jesus' words, 'Love your enemies.' I felt that Tamerlan was being maligned, probably because he was Muslim. And Jesus tells us to, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, love your neighbor as yourself. And your neighbor is not just someone who you get along with, but someone who is alien to you. If I'm going to live my faith, then I'm going to do that which is uncomfortable and not necessarily what's comfortable. I feel like it was the right thing. And it's important to be true to the principles of your faith." Now, that story may make some of us a bit uncomfortable. You see, for far too long, many of us have taken the words of Jesus and admired them, sometimes from a great distance. When it comes down to putting them into actual practice, far too often, we'd rather be, well, comfortable. Sometimes we say, it's not practical to do that, but Jesus calls us to build God's kingdom, not ours. Other times we respond with, that's not how the world is, but Jesus called us to the world as it should be. Oh, there are political realities, we cry. But time after time, Jesus tossed out such realities in the face of human need. Far too often, our eyes are so filled with what we want and what's good for us that we fail to see what God wants and what's good for others. Jesus puts that in perspective for us in today's gospel lesson, the well-known story of the Good Samaritan. The lawyer asks, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answers with a question all his own. "Whom are you a neighbor to?" Max Lucado, in his book, Living Beyond Your Life, mentions something that is pretty convicting. He writes, "A few years back, three questions rocked my world. They came from different people in the span of a month. The first question, had you been a German Christian during World War II, would you have taken a stand against Hitler? Question 2, if you had lived in the South during the civil rights conflict, would you have taken a stand against racism? The third question, when your grandchildren discover that you lived during a day in which 1.75 billion people were poor and 1 billion people were hungry, how will they judge your response?" It's pretty convicting, isn't it? We could add to it that there are 21.3 million refugees in the world, people recognized by the UN who are displaced by war or violence or racism and who have nowhere to go. And we welcome less than half of 1% of those. Do you suppose Jesus might think that we're walking by on the other side of the road? Here's the good news. God loves us. He does. Take heart. He loves us and forgives us.
and God also loves them. Our call is to take the love we have received from God and give it away to others, even when it's not comfortable or practical or expedient. We're not called to our view of the world, but to God's. Cross the road. Cross the road. Open your hearts and open your hands. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of mercy. It's happened again. As we gather before you, as your people gather before you, our hearts cry out from our broken world, seeking your comfort, seeking your help, most of all seeking you. Comfort us, comfort our world. We don't understand how all this could happen, Lord God. What we understand is that we need the transformative power of your grace in our lives and in our world. Grip us, hold us, change us that we might be more like you. Lord, in your mercy, God of peace, we know your peace as that which passes understanding. It's your peace the world needs now. We pray for the victims in this week's shootings, for their families, and for those who perpetrated these acts. Give your comfort, aid, and help. Move us all from hatred and fear toward understanding and love. Make us your children. Make this world your world. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing, while our eyes and ears have been so full of news reports, so many continue in their lives so in need of comfort and care. We remember the hungry, the poor, those far from home, those ill, afraid, or alone. Bless all your children, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, thank you for the love and care you give us. May your love lead us to be neighbors to others, even those for whom we find it difficult. May your compassion help us to overcome ourselves and reach out in mercy with the eagerness and generosity of your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. Jerry. Peace be with you.
Thank you. us pray.
God, have mercy and grace. The eyes of all wait upon you.
And you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.